From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. South Korea say complete denuclearization by North Korea requires robust verification, and sanctions against Pyongyang would not be lifted unless it could take concrete steps toward denuclearization. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
Secretary Pompeo held his first meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa here in Washington. It came just weeks before the U.S.-North Korea summit on June the 12th. The Gaza Health Ministry says one Palestinian was killed, 49 others wounded, by Israeli army fire in protest on the Gaza-Israel border. More now from VOA's Steve Miller.
Friday's death brings to 41 the number of protesters killed since weekly border protests began in late March. More than 1,700 have been wounded by army fire during that period. The ministry identified the protester killed Friday as a 40-year-old man who was shot in the chest east of the southern town of Khan Yunis. Israeli troops fired live bullets and tear gas across a border fence into Gaza, where Palestinian protesters threw stones, burned tires, and flew kites with burning rags attached. Steve Miller, VOA News.
With the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem on Monday, the region is bracing for both celebrations and unrest. Most of the 850 U.S. embassy workers will remain in Tel Aviv until a new embassy building is constructed in Jerusalem. Experts say the move is largely symbolic, but analysts say with Palestinians wanting to name East Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, symbolism matters.